Tuesdays means Home Run Finance with Justin Delante from Lending For You. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
And same to you, mate. How quickly has this year gone, but in retrospect?
Look, it's flown. I mean, I think we've had this conversation before that what we've seen in the property market, particularly on the northwest coast, who would have thought, that we'd have million-dollar properties a dime a dozen on the northwest coast where they were that's a thing you'd normally see in Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah, actually, speaking of which, there's some new data suggesting that they actually may be well overvalued, those properties in Sydney and Melbourne. What's going on there?
Yeah, they do. There's a white paper just come out by buyer's agency InvestorKit, and that agency who specialise in creating analysis for property investors, they've rated the Sydney market as about 22% overvalued and Melbourne as 13.9% overvalued. Meaning that the gap between housing affordability and the ratio of household income spent on housing was severely slanted against investors and homeowners. So the overvalue is largely measured through mortgage serviceability, and the average dual-income household in those cities is using more than 30% of their net income on repayments. Mm-hmm. And, of course, whilst interest rates are very low, in places like Sydney and Melbourne, the prices have risen so much and at such a phenomenal pace over the last decade that it's a little bit higher than what they feel it should be based on income levels. So, interesting.
So what happens then? I mean, an interest rate rise is imminent. What's going to happen to all of those people that have just got, big flash houses with huge mortgages?
Look, there is a breaking point, I suppose, but there's also a housing affordability crisis in Sydney and Melbourne, and what it might do is bring more properties onto the market that might make it a little bit easier for first home buyers, if you like. But it's interesting what these guys are saying from an investor point of view. You've got cities that are in better shape. For Adelaide, for example, they've got well-placed affordability ratios, higher market pressures and extremely strong rental markets where, and there are many other cities across Australia and regional cities that have really good jobs, economic growth. Yeah. So what they're saying is just be a little bit cautious of the Sydney and Melbourne property market because they're saying it's probably a little bit hot.
Okay. All things considered, this has probably taken a little bit longer to happen than expected. MacBank have actually launched a new digital experience. What's this all about?
They have. It's amazing, really. Macquarie Bank have launched what they claim to be the fastest bank account opening experience in Australia, where new customers can be digitally onboarded in less than a minute. So it's powered by Macquarie's modernised cloud platform. Customers can apply for a transaction and savings account, have their identities verified in an instant.
Wow.
They're then granted access to Macquarie's online banking applications and have debit cards reflected in their Apple or Google wallets on their phones for immediate use. So if you've also got a home loan with Macquarie, you can link up to 10 offset accounts mm-hmm. with a single click. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, Macquarie's probably one of the... They're a pretty big bank and the biggest in Australia. And they run it their core banking platform on a cloud-based system, which supposedly offers greater speed and processing power for its customers. So many banks, still require customers to visit a branch, wait days. And I can recall this: you open an account, Lee, and it takes them a week for the physical card to arrive in the mail, and then you get your PIN as well, and you have to go back into the branch to sort that out.
That's right.
So. The Macquarie Authenticator gives customers a real-time control to approve, deny transactions, change accounts, so it's fast and personalised. And most importantly, probably a sign of things to come, Lee, because I would envisage that you have one bank do it, they'll all follow.
Well, I was going to say that's a selling point for the younger generation, at least anything that'll get them over the line, possibly.
Definitely is.
All right, where are we sitting with the dollar? Has that moved much?
No, it's about 71.2 cents. It fell a little bit during the trading session yesterday as there was more of a risk-off attitude around the world, particularly around the new coronavirus variant, meaning the US dollar got a bit of a whack. the Australian dollar's highly levered to commodities, and of course they copped it as well. So in that scenario, it does make a bit of sense that the dollar might go lower, but we seem to be stabilising a little bit. If we break that down a little bit, and they're probably, you know, there's two ways we can go. You're heading towards that 70 cent mark, where we sort of went earlier in the year, and we've had a bit of a bounce back. And the upside is the 72 cent mark. So if we can break above that, that'd be a pretty good sign for the economy in Australia. Right now, I probably don't see it happening. I mean, it's more than likely we'll probably see the market go back and forth and a little bit of sideways movement. But for what it's worth, you know, a little bit of choppy behaviour this time of year is pretty much expected because there's not a lot going on, not a lot of information that's provided from a global perspective on what's going on. That's probably going to happen in the new year. So, interesting one. Dollar not moving too much, but yeah, it's not going higher and it's not going lower at the present time.
Snooze fest.
yeah. So, snooze fest is about right.
Good on you, Justin Delandy from Lenny for you. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Lee, and a very Merry Christmas to everybody out there.